Hello and welcome to the Arista Wealth Podcast, where we focus on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. We'll help you navigate through important topics so that you can elevate your life and financial health. Let's get started with your host, Paul Moffitt.
Hello, welcome to Arista Wealth Podcast. Super excited to have you. We have 10 takeaways from the Warren Buffett annual letter to shareholders for 2024. And we're going to go through those 10 items to synthesize and keep it simple. But these big 10 takeaways, you want to listen to and take notes. Excited to have Preston with us today. He's our portfolio administrator, and we're bringing him from behind the curtains out in public. So Preston, welcome to Arista Wealth Podcast.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I'm excited to talk about everything we've got today.
You know, Preston is knee-deep always in the portfolios, and if he's ever sent you an email or called you, this is the first time we've brought him out, so he's excited to take an existence and go from virtual to mortal existence today. The last week of February, we received something that the capitalistic world sort of didn't really give enough credit to, and that was the annual letter from Warren Buffett to its shareholders. And it comes out on a Saturday because he takes a while to prepare it. This year's letter is 16 pages. Last year's report was awesome, and many years before, I've been reading it for many decades. But we're going to share some nuggets. We're going to save you the 16 pages of reading, although I would highly prescribe it to you. It's great reading, airplane reading, but some may say, Paul, that's boring. I'll read it when I'm in bed for a way to go to bed quickly. But we're going to bounce a few things back and forth with you today, but just a wonderful, wonderful letter. Preston, you want to start us off on the first takeaway?
Yeah, number one. One of the first things that stuck out to me was Warren Buffett talking about all these talking heads and all the people who claim to know what's going on in the markets. And he says, you know, talking about these pundits, he says that they should always be ignored. After all, if someone could reliably predict tomorrow's winners, why would they share those valuable insights and increase competitive buying? Why would they freely give away this information? So you might see articles saying like, oh, here are the top five stocks that you need to buy right now. I see these kind of articles all the time. And really, if someone knew these things, it wouldn't really make sense to just go give that information out freely. Warren compares it to like finding gold and then handing a map of it to your neighbor, showing exactly where it is.
Great. Thanks, Preston. Great takeaway. Number two. Second takeaway is that Warren Buffett says, we have a more limited target. Investors who trust us with their savings without any expectation of resell. He says people who prefer using their excess funds to purchase lottery tickets or hot stocks. There's a lot of hot stocks out there right now, folks. Be careful. NVIDIA, and the list goes on of them. And he says we do not buy any hot stocks or lottery tickets. And when you have excess capital, you need to buy boring things and let it run.
Number three, the third thing that stuck out to me was a story from Warren Buffett. The first day that he invested, March 11, 1942, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell below 100 that day. He had lost about $5 just by the time the school day was out. But looking back now, that's gone up quite a bit. Back then it was at 100. Today it was over 39,000. So it really just puts into perspective the long-term investing, that it doesn't matter what the stock market's doing today or tomorrow, over the long term, you'll be rewarded for investing.
And what he said about that, Preston, I really liked on page 5 of his letter to shareholders. He says, all they have needed to do is sit quietly, listening to no one, instead of everybody that's out there. Number four. Fourth takeaway is also on page 5. He says, what we do? He says, within capitalism, some businesses will flourish for a very long time, while others will prove to be sinkholes. It's harder than you would think to predict which will be the winners and the losers. And what has he done? He's just bought companies, and they've sat quietly, listening to no one. And he said, by simply sitting tight, wealth will be delivered well beyond measure. Sometimes live a lifetime of leisure. There can be so much wealth created, generated, and delivered if they will simply buy quality companies and portfolios and sit quietly listening to no one.
And that really leads pretty similarly into our point number five. Though the stock market is massively larger than it was in Warren's early years, today's active participants are neither more emotionally stable nor better taught than when he was in school. For whatever reasons, markets now exhibit far more casino-like behaviors than they did when he was young. The casino now resides in many homes and daily tempts the occupants.
Isn't that true, Preston?
Every day there's new temptations coming out. We've already mentioned a couple of them so far. But yeah, if you want to treat the stock market like a casino, you certainly can. But that's not the way to do it.
Number six, Warren Buffett shares. He says, thanks to the American tailwind and the power of compound interest, the arena in which we operate has been and will be rewarding if you make a couple of good decisions during a lifetime and avoid serious mistakes. And one of those serious mistakes is trying to do market timing and thinking that you can outguess the market. And it sort of ties in to what Preston shared with us back there about having a map to the gold and being able to just stay disciplined. But in point number six, Warren Buffett reminds us that there is an American tailwind and the power of compound interest that is just enormous. But he also says, when economic upsets occur, as they will, our goal will be to function as an asset to the country and help to extinguish all the financial fires that may pop up in the future. And future economic times are ahead of us, good and bad, and they do occur.
Point number seven, Warren Buffett highlights a couple of their investments that they've had for a long time, Coca-Cola and American Express. They both make up around 4-5% of Berkshire Hathaway, and these companies have been around forever. They were founded in the 1800s, and these are companies that you use every day. One of the things that he loves about these companies is their dividends. He highlights that American Express, their earnings in 2023 was over $1.3 billion, which was the original cost of their purchase a long time ago. And both American Express and Coca-Cola are most likely going to increase their dividends in 2024. He suggests that American Express might be as high as 16% increase in their dividends.
And then what was the last thing that he said in investment advice that he gave us?
Yeah, with these companies, he really highlights how much patience pays. One of the wonderful businesses can offset many of the mediocre decisions that are inevitable.
Patience pays. Patience, patience. Number eight, Warren Buffett's successor is Greg Abel, really intelligent, subdued, very intelligent person. He shares in this letter how him and Greg have been doing some traveling. But what he says is neither Greg nor I believe we can forecast market prices of major currencies. And this is really cool. We also don't believe we can hire anyone with this ability. And here is a company that has $20, $40, $60, $80 billion in cash. They can hire really anybody out of MIT, Harvard, or really anyone in the world. And they say, we don't believe we can hire anyone to try to predict the future with any asset class or any currency or any business. And people that think they can predict the future and they know where stock prices are going are misled. Even Warren Buffett can't do it.
Number nine, Warren Buffett highlights some of their investments outside of the U.S. Specifically, they have five different companies in Japan that have done exceedingly well. And these companies are well-managed, well-respected companies, and in a variety of different interests. One of the best things about them is that they all pay very high dividends. About a third of their earnings together were paid out in dividends in 2023.
Yep, great. And number 10, Super excited to share with you number 10. It's the last, and we saved the last for the best. At the beginning of the annual shareholder report for 2023, Warren Buffett talks about his sister named Bertie. And he talks about her being intelligent. She reads all four newspapers every day. She watches the stories, the economic stories. She follows quite a bit. But at the end of his letter, he pays tribute to her. And he says, yes, that Bertie. She spent her early formative years in a middle-class neighborhood in Omaha. And many decades later, emerged as one of the country's great investors. You may think that she put all of her money in Berkshire and then simply sat on it, but that's not true. After starting a family in 56, she was very active financially for 20 years. She bought some publicly traded mutual funds, bought a few stocks. Then in 1980, at age 46, and independent of any urgings from her brother, Warren, Bertie decided to make her move. Retaining only the mutual fund in Berkshire, she made no new trades during the next 43 years.
Wow.
43 years she did nothing after buying high quality portfolios. During that period, she became very rich, even after making large philanthropic gifts. Think nine figures. And he then pays tribute to her. And he says, please come to Omaha and meet her and her beautiful daughters and come say hi to all of us. We'll be in Omaha. And these are 10 great lessons for us to remember. And thank you very much. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. For more information, visit our website at aristawealth.com. And you can also reach us on social media. Thanks for joining.
This episode of the Arista Wealth Podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more advice on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.